Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, instead of the military calling the looters criminals, they're calling them terrorists and insurgents. Combat operations. Their job is to go in and confiscate law-abiding citizens that have been stuck, confiscate their guns, that's the vast majority of them, and to ship them out to basically highway junction areas where for days they sit there and are raped and attacked. It's still continuing all over the state. Just total bedlam, murder everywhere, rape everywhere. They won't sell guns or bullets to anybody. Police are running all over the place. Different criminal gangs of police robbing greedily. Very, very serious. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. We have former Reagan appointee coming on, Paul Craig Roberts, to talk about the situation in a few minutes. Kevin in Austin, Texas. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
I've got an audio clip. Actually, it's a video clip of Jefferson Parish President Aaron Bouchard from yesterday morning's Meet the Press with Tim Russert. I'll play that here in a minute for you, the audio. But J.W. was wrong in something. He's correct that there is a blame game going on and there is grandstanding, but he is in a paradigm that no longer exists. The mayor is not in control of New Orleans. Hasn't been, and was it been one or two years since FEMA took over?
Well, you know, that's something I mentioned on a show this weekend but haven't mentioned here yet. It's in my film, Police State 3. And I say that because, folks, I mean, this is on record. New Orleans was federalized 2.5 years ago. Every major agency was under FEMA's control 2.5 years ago. Times-Picayune, the city was federalized, and no one even knows about this.
Well, you have your figurehead mayor, the black mayor, that appeals to the population, but he is not in control, and I think he is sincere. I mean, he wouldn't be speaking the way he was.
Isn't it interesting that it's the only city they completely federalized, and then this magically happens there?
Yeah. Well, and Charles is right, and we always need to remember these lessons we've learned from the past. This is an order out of chaos situation. This is problem, reaction, solution.
Now, the globalists clearly are trying to make this as bad as possible, while grandstanding as saviors.
Yeah, the solution.
I think the plan was to have it all break down and make the locals look stupid, but because the locals were trying to do something, the feds now have been caught holding back the aid and the good police from surrounding areas, and so now that they were trying to make it look bad, to then say, oh, the regular army got here, they're heroes, which they're now trying to do, but it's backfiring on them, Kevin.
Well, that's what this clip addresses here, but you know, remember, they had this solution picked out well in advance, and the solution is to create chaos, to have some people that are black and are voodoo, or they're different from us, that they can label and call them looters.
But the whole thing fits perfectly into a larger scope. And clearly, the globalists knew the city was going to be hit. They knew it was going to flood the next time it got hit by a big storm. They knew what was going to happen. And Bush's claim and Rice's claim and Chertoff's claim that they never heard or never knew, it is a bald-faced lie. That it was the number one priority for the Army Corps of Engineers. People resigned over it. They were told they'd be fired if they didn't, you know, go along with the ball game. And then now the very people that caused this to happen are grandstanding as our saviors.
Correct. Do you have time for me to play this clip, this audio clip?
I'll tell you what, let's just get Paul Craig Roberts on. We'll have him hold, Kevin, while you play this clip, and then we'll be right back. This is Kevin Smith, does some camera work for us from time to time, good friend of mine. We'll be right back, and we'll go to your calls early in this hour, folks. I'm not going to make Mike and Sean and Wes and Will hold that long. Paul Craig Roberts is a real gentleman, former deputy there at the Department of the Treasury. So he was the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury. And he's coming on to talk about his article, Impeach Bush Now Before More Die. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com. Right now we'll be talking to Paul Craig Roberts after Kevin finishes up and plays this clip. And then we'll take more of your calls as well. Again, it's a daunting task, but I'm going to cover all this news. There are so many facets to this unfolding nightmare that could bring down our economy.
Yeah. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All we've heard about is martial law and how good it is and how wonderful it is to give up our freedoms, to set aside our Constitution for a military form of government. Bush has set up NORTHCOM. I mean, the last couple months from Virginia to California, we've got the local newscast where the military openly trains to confiscate our guns, and the police train with the military, and they call us the rebels. Oh, we're going out and confiscating the firearms of the rebels. And they admit it's for here in America. So they gear all of this up, build this huge structure, and then don't fix the levees. And then the one area that was having construction done on it, and it is coming out in reports that people did report explosions. I don't want to believe this again, folks, but if people say, well, it makes Bush look bad. I mean, most people, and I was just talking to Paul Craig Roberts during the break, most people I talk to, even people that have disagreed with me in the past, are now telling me they think the government or elements of the government are behind this. And during the break, I was talking to Paul Craig Roberts, and he said, well, a lot of my readers are saying this. And, well, I said, well, Paul, you don't really believe that, dude. And he goes, well, they've got a new precedent to use troops on us. So, I mean, now Paul Craig Roberts is getting, at least it sounds like, more radical than I am. I mean, because it's so obvious, folks. I mean, it's just, regardless, they held back rescue workers and firemen and police that wanted to go in and save people for days and days and days. FEMA just moves in and sits down on their big hind ends and does nothing. Ordered out of chaos is what they're doing. And we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts for the rest of this hour and taking some of your calls Impeach Bush Now Before More Die is his column. We have it up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's also available at LouRockwell.com, other areas. And it's just unbelievable. So we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts, who was the number two in the Treasury Department, Deputy Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. And he's been very outspoken about Bush. I mean, Bush is not a conservative. He's not even a liberal. He is a fascistic control freak, puppet of very corrupt corporate interests. But again, real fast, Kevin Smith, you got this clip you want to play from Meet the Press. Play it real fast. First, set it up for us.
Okay, this is, again, this is the Jefferson Parish president. His name is Aaron Bouchard, and his interview followed Comrade Chertoff. And initially in his interview, he had a list. He kept looking down and reading it. FEMA needs more money. FEMA needs more control. And then he broke from the script and got very emotional, and his headline quote is, "We've been abandoned by our own country," in tears. But here's the clip for you, Alex. Listen to what he says FEMA did.
Go ahead.
Almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in. He reconnects the line. He posts armed guards on our line and says, no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all the leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7, that burn out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in the St. Bernard nursing home, and every day she called him and said, "Are you coming, son? Is somebody coming?" And she said, "Yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday." And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
Kevin?
Nobody's coming to get it.
Kevin?
Nobody's coming to get it.
All right, put him on hold. I don't want Paul Craig Roberts to have to hold much longer, but that I've taped dozens of such clips myself. Kevin, be sure and bring that to the TV show tomorrow night. We're going to play that. Folks, for those that don't understand, did you hear that? FEMA cut the emergency lines. They don't want anyone else having any control or helping anyone. FEMA said no to the Coast Guard's fuel. This is the city council president. This is the equivalent of the mayor of that town. They do. It's about control. It's about making it bad to make everybody look bad so then they can fix everything and go, look, we saved you. Folks, I have congressional hearings from the 80s when it came out that FEMA's built concentration camps. Kevin, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got to finish real quick because we have the deputy secretary holding for now 10 minutes, or not 10
well,
minutes, about 6-7 minutes. But I mean, that is incredibly powerful, hidden in plain view, FEMA caught red-handed. And, folks, I've got hundreds of such text reports. I've taped it off TV many, many times. Everybody cutting the lines, refusing the water. They want a breakdown so they could call in the troops. We know this. I don't know who broke those levees or why Bush didn't fix them, but I know this. Those pieces of filth have done 1,000 drills, literally. They know what happens after 3 days without food and water. And they knew this would break down, and they didn't do a thing. And now I got the Army Times saying combat operations, dealing with insurgents, dealing with terrorists. And now everybody's having their guns confiscated. They won't let you buy guns or ammo in Louisiana. Kevin, will you bring that to the TV show tomorrow night?
I tell you what, can I give out the website that I've got these video clips from?
Yeah, give it to us.
It's called crooksandliars.com. Crooksandliars.com. And one real quick thing. Remember when they fired General Garner from Iraq, and he said he was...
Now, there is no more quick thing. I got to go, Kevin.
Okay.
I'll see you, buddy. That's a great website. In fact, email Paul Watson right now and tell him get that video clip up immediately. Kevin, you can call in later after Craig Roberts is gone. I just can't have him hold for this entire segment. Craig Roberts, Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you.
What did you think of that clip?
Well, I had already read it. It's been sent to me scores of times, maybe even hundreds. You know, when I wrote my first piece on New Orleans a couple of days ago, I said this was an example of incompetence, the incompetence of the Bush administration. And then it dawned on me that it was worse than that, and right after that I wrote the second piece, I think the one you've got now, which is I said that this is criminal negligence. It goes beyond incompetence. It's criminal negligence. If some private party had behaved in this way, they would be facing serious legal problems. And I thought that would bring me in a lot of criticism from the patriotic Americans, you know, waving the flags. And it's true, a few Bush supporters sent me emails saying that they were following the Karl Rove line. It's all the fault of the state and local authorities. Of course, it isn't. But I was surprised by the amount of emails I got which said that, well, you know, you're right, it is incompetence, it is criminal negligence, but it's far worse than you know. And, for example, here's one. This person says, I'm still wondering if the powers that be engineered the blacks on the rampage picture by intentionally holding back and letting them go wild. Could it be to start the new precedent of turning the army on citizens or subjects? And that's, of course, what's happened. We have now not just the National Guard there, we have U.S. military troops, which is a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. And so there is now a new precedent, and it looks like the story that the Bush administration is spinning, you know, is that this is federal authority saving the city from looters.
Yeah, I wondered why the media is so, look at the horrible job, and oh, the federal troops, they should run our lives. This is a setup. We can conclusively prove they knowingly blocked food and water when our own military, our own police wanted to bring it in. We've caught them red-handed, Mr. Secretary. I mean, what do you say to this?
Well, you know, I'm a very open-minded person. I'm very deliberative, and I'm stunned by every new thought that I have on this this subject, but it does seem to me that they're guilty in a huge variety of ways. For example, they stopped the funding for the hurricane protection projects in 2003, despite all sorts of dire warnings and predictions from within the government itself, and despite fierce protests from New Orleans, a series of articles in the major newspaper there. Congress was actually disturbed and was going to restore all the funding in the 2006 budget. But, of course, now it's too late. The city's lost. So why deliberately take away funding from projects that every expert in the country knew were vital to protecting New Orleans, even from a level 2 hurricane?
Well, they said that it was the number one threat statistically that would happen.
That's right.
And the third largest disaster we could possibly face.
It was recognized as the number one threat, and probably the largest disaster, actually, because New Orleans, in fact, I would say that this is the largest disaster. They're our biggest port. We have 25% of our energy coming out of there.
Stay there, sir. Paul Craig Roberts. former Deputy Secretary of the Treasury.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with zamzones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We'll be opening the phones up here in the next segment for you if you want to talk to Paul Craig Roberts. And he was Assistant Secretary for the Treasury for Economic Policy, which was actually the person setting the economic policy. And under that, he had the emergency management job and had deputies. And so I was just talking to him during the break. He also did a lot of war gaming and, you know, being sent to these underground bunkers. And I said, were you ever sent to Site R, where Cheney basically lives? And he said, well, they tried to send me there to keep me from implementing Reagan's tax cuts. But he's Paul Craig Roberts has a lot of training in this, and he's got great conservative credentials. which Bush does not have, unfortunately. And Paul, continuing, so we were talking during the break, and I was saying that I feel like I'm behind the curve a little bit because I don't want to believe they did this on purpose, but when we get hundreds of reports of them blocking water, blocking food, blocking police, you know, blocking a local sheriff comes with a bunch of boats, they say, no, but I got water, I got food, they need it. No, no, they don't need it. We've already taken care of them. Well, we see them on the news not getting water. You know, old ladies stuck in attics, hospitals, dozens of patients dying a day. They knew and didn't do anything. And I said, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? And then they sent in the main army, and, oh, look, they're heroes. They should run our lives. They automatically made the crisis worse so they could then act like having a military dictatorship is the solution. Paul Craig Roberts, please continue.
Well, you know, while you were talking, I was just looking at a new email that came in, and this person is insisting that the shooting that was going on, that this was actually part of the plot, too. It was to build more excuses. Who knows what the truth is? It would be very difficult for us to find out. I'm not sure.
But if it is a plot, don't you think it's backfiring to a certain degree?
No, because people will be so glad to be rescued, and the mayor will be so glad that finally help came, because it looked like he was going to preside over, you know, tens of thousands of people going to their doom.
So if Bush is a lame duck, he'll take a little bit of blame, but it won't matter. But the military-industrial complex gets its awful precedent set.
Well, the power of the federal government is now greater for all time. It'll never go back. And the Posse Comitatus Act, you see, it's been eroding ever since it was passed in 1878, but it makes it a felony to use regular Army troops or Air Force or Navy troops for maintaining order. Our form of government separates the military and police functions, and that's why the National Guard or state organizations subject to the governor, so that it keeps in compliance with the Posse Comitatus Act. It's also the reason that the Navy ships that are used today in the war against drugs have on board Coast Guard people who actually interdict the suspected drug shipments. It's not done by official Navy people.
Because the Founding Fathers, it even goes back to the Founding Fathers saying don't quarter troops. I mean, it goes back to Caesar crossing the Rubicon. It's a telltale sign of having a domestic military that you're in a dictatorship.
Well, in our country, it goes back to the horrors of Reconstruction in the South, where the Yankee or the Northern troops used the police powers they had to rape women, to rob citizens, dispossess people. And
that now brings me to the confirmed video of police not just getting food and water. They're robbing all sorts of goodies, jewelry, tennis shoes, clothes. I mean, they're actually leading the looters in many cases.
Well, if you look at the extent of this disaster and the lack of any excuse, there's no excuse for this. We have never in our history had the federal government take a week to respond to a disaster. Don't you remember the hurricanes last year in Florida?
Instant.
The help was there instantly. They were nothing like this disaster. In fact, this is the first time ever that all the help wasn't mobilized in advance. They knew the hurricane was going to New Orleans. In fact, it looked like it was going to be a level 5 and make a direct hit. And the proper procedure is that everything is already mobilized and ready to go. But it's not. This has never happened before. This is a totally unprecedented.
Well, Paul, it has happened before. On 9/11, the standard operating procedure was ignored. The default mode was ignored. So I guess it has happened before. But this is the second time. We'll be right back with Paul Craig Roberts on the other side of this quick break, and we'll continue. Then we'll take some of your calls. More on Posse Comitatus.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon 222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Detachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Just a note, if he's listening, Kevin Smith, we went to that site and could not find that video clip. It's a dead link. If you could call back into the network and give the folks another alternative address for that video link, we'd appreciate it. Or if you'd email that video link to tips@infowars.com, that'd be great. In fact, folks, send us everything you want posted or you think is important, and we're going to continue on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to try to get it all up there for you to just to show what's happening here. But again, D.C. knew that this was the main threat. They knew that it, as soon as any strong hurricane with a lot of water hit New Orleans, that city was going to be gone. FEMA report last year was in the Houston Chronicle. 500,000 could die was the headline. The city would become Atlantis. Well, it wasn't that bad, but it was nearly that bad. And they have just, the government openly has blocked food and water, openly has not let people get in there. And, you know, obviously I've made three films about the police state. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I've been to the urban warfare training drills in 1999 in Oakland, California, where the Marines openly trained to confiscate our guns and put us in camps. I mean, I got video of them admitting it. And then the last month I played news clips where now they openly, in Virginia, have drills arresting citizens, working with the police, where they call us rebels. And, oh, we got to take everybody's guns. That causes rioting and looting. No, it doesn't. It actually keeps some law and order when there would be none because the police all basically quit.
And obviously, Posse Comitatus came after Reconstruction, and because of what happened with the Northern troops running around murdering and killing, even burning down a hotel my family had in Teague, Texas, and some of the tombstones actually, you know, list, you know, killed by Northern soldiers during Reconstruction. But the Founding Fathers even spoke out against the horrors of a quartered army and the tyranny of it. And that's one of the things that backfired on the British was the abusive nature of their forces. Up until Trenton, they'd had almost every victory, but and then after Trenton, they still had most of the victories. But the abuses that winter of 1776-1777 just made so many people angry that it backfired on them. But we're talking to Paul Craig Roberts, who we're so honored to have with us today. And, of course, he was the Assistant Secretary for the Treasury and Economic Policy, a very, very senior post, of course, in the Reagan administration. And he's got an article, Impeach Bush Now Before More Die. And obviously a very, very criminal, cold, calculating group of sociopathic predators. We know this. Held back the food, cut the police lines, cut their communication lines, didn't let them get, you know, messages basically in or out to accentuate the crisis. The jury is now in on that. I mean, we just played a mayor talking about it a few minutes ago. And we know because they wanted to be the saviors, the king daddies, to sell us on this end of Posse Comitatus. We had Tommy Franks last year in Cigar Aficionado, the outgoing head of CENTCOM, saying, one more terrorist attack, we set aside the Constitution for a military government or martial law. We have NORTHCOM, Eberhardt, openly talking about this. Paul Craig Roberts, I mean, we've had so many preparations for martial law and government-sponsored TV miniseries and Nightline specials for bio attacks and West Nile or for swine flu or bird flu or SARS or terrorist attacks and on and on and on. But now we've got our reason to have troops in, you know, running our lives, calling us, you know, insurgency in the Army Times. I mean, please elaborate on your thoughts on this.
Well, you see, what all Americans, what's happened to Americans is they've been brainwashed, and they no longer remember what the Founding Fathers taught us and said over and over and over. The Founding Fathers said, your worst enemy is always your own government. Never confuse country with government, and never confuse patriotism with support for a government. But that's what all Americans do, especially the conservative ones, and especially the ones who listen to right-wing talk radio. They think that what patriotism means is falling in line with the government. So essentially, you have out there a mentality that's the same as the brown shirts who blindly followed Hitler because they think that's what they're supposed to be, where the allegiance lies. The Founding Fathers said, no, don't trust the government. Never trust your own government. It's always your worst enemy because
it
has the most power over you.
All experience shows that the government is deadly dangerous.
It's deadly dangerous, and as they recognized when they passed the Posse Comitatus Act, you cannot let the military take over the police functions because then that destroys the whole concept of a civilian state.
Well, I mean, Paul, before this, obviously until the 17th Amendment, the states appointed the senators so we controlled the Congress. Now that's gone. You know, then we had the Federal Reserve Act, of course, the same year, giving private banks control. Just thing after thing.
The main thing, Alex, is that the federal government controls the other governments through the money because they have the main taxing power and the main revenues. And so everyone else is dependent on the Fed, and that's their main method of control. They control the money. And
so where does it go from here? I mean, what should happen to Bush and his cronies? Because I got to say this, sir. Under Bill Clinton, I saw the exact same preparations, but secretly, now they're merging police departments with the Army. Oh, the Army's giving you a building, but you've got to merge with them. They've got secret military units creeping around for decades. I mean, they've really been gearing up. What are they gearing up for, sir? What should happen to Bush, and where do you see all of this going?
Well, you know, I don't have that information. That's nothing they ever told me when I was Assistant Secretary. I do agree with you, Alex. It does look like that there's a push coming from, you know, inside the bowels of the police authorities, and that seems to be independent of whoever the president is or who or whatever party is in office, because if the same thing happens, it just gets worse. And it's hard to say that it's Bush doing it. He might not even know what's going on. I'm not trying to make any apologies for him. I think it's enough for us to say that New Orleans demonstrated massive federal incompetence, that if it could be laid on private people, they would be guilty of criminal negligence. And therefore, I think some kind of accountability has to be exercised.
What's so scary is that Bush is just a puppet, and literally the private military-industrial complex said, hey, we got the weapons, we got the know-how, we got the war gamers. Why shouldn't we just run America? The private corporate interests basically own and control that. They're predatory. They're not free market. They're turning America into an open third world police state. I mean, how do we stop these people?
You're asking a very good question. It'll be harder and harder to stop the longer it goes on and the more the people take it. But keep in mind that despite the fantastic military power of the United States, it can't occupy Baghdad or control the road to the airport. So it just depends on how much resistance and what kind of resistance they meet. But I think one thing we can certainly do is demand accountability for this failure. Do not buy the Karl Rove line that this was a failure of state and local government. It's all the fault.
No, this was the feds actually holding up the aid. We have them red-handed. But Paul, I mean, I've got to speak. I mean, listen, you're talking like that rebel. You're comparing America, you know, shades foreshadowing, more than foreshadowing, of us having to physically defend ourselves in an insurgent type situation. You're saying, well, that, you know, yes, they're trying to set up this police state dictatorship. In fact, I've got the Army Times where they're calling it.
Alex, you don't even need that. All you have to do is look at the Patriot Act, where they take away habeas corpus, where they can now arrest you on their own initiative without charge, hold you indefinitely. It's a tremendous erosion of civil liberties. So,
but I mean, you were describing almost going America going into an Iraq situation. I mean,
what I was pointing out is that I would just tell you, don't assign them omnipotence, because despite their enormous military power, they can't occupy Baghdad or control the road to the airport.
Well, I don't think they're omnipotent, but I think
they're not omnipotent. So we don't have to say, oh my God, what can we do? We have to give up and die. I think that we can do things like you're doing. You're raising hell. You're trying to make people aware. You're trying to make them think. To tell you the honest guy truth, you know as well as I do, we don't really know why this is going on. We can see implications. We can see massive failures that have no logical or moral explanation.
Why would FEMA cut the sheriff's communications lines because the sheriff was trying to get aid to people?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know an answer.
I mean, over and over again, we catch them frustrating giving aid to people. I mean, this is...
You see, some libertarians would simply say, well, you know, they're just the big bureaucracy and they want to control. They don't want anybody else to control. But I think you're right about their power to decide. For example, if you can give me just a minute, I can read you a statement from an email from
Take your time.
This is an emergency management official who is responding to the argument that, well, it's all state and local fault. Why didn't the governor and the mayor do it? And he says, it doesn't work that way. I worked for the Georgia Emergency Management for 2 years, and it was clear the feds were involved in every single thing we did. If we had a response plan for something, it was sent up and approved by the feds. If you wanted to purchase something with grant funds, it was approved by the feds. We did a review of infrastructure in the state, including a buffer zone, protection plan, and it was all subject to the feds who had the final say. He says, I was part of the G8. Remember the G8 meeting on Sea Island where they brought in all the foreign ministers?
In Georgia.
Yeah. He said, we had a massive military buildup and police presence. We had emergency water and food. We had two command centers. We had four ways to communicate. It was overkill from word go. We had DEA, FBI, State Police, National Guard, dozens of other agencies tripping
over the FEMA stuff. Sets the table,
that's
especially
right.
In New Orleans. They set the whole thing. Listen, did you know that I have the Times-Picayune 2.5 years ago where they reported that every major agency was federalized and was being run by FEMA? Were you aware of that?
Yeah, and that's what this man's saying right now.
Oh, I didn't know.
See, that's what he's saying. He's saying that
it had already been federalized.
It's already federalized, and there's no way they can shift the blame to the state and locals because the state and locals can't do anything except what FEMA lets them do. And he goes on to say the response to the hurricane's a national disgrace. And it says that, for example, the government has a stockpile of medicines for situations like this. It's a strategic stockpile, and it's supposed to be deployed within 12 hours. And he says it's never yet deployed. And he goes on and on of just one failure of the operation plans not being enacted, one after the other after the other. Now, you have to say you can understand they might screw up, not do this or not do that, but why is it that nothing that was supposed to be done was done?
And then, literally over 100 reports of firemen and police and even the Coast Guard trying to give aid, and FEMA going, you're not giving anybody aid, we don't need water, while people are on TV begging for water.
Yeah. See, the whole problem is we don't know. We can only speculate. We know failure. And so the issue that I think we have to make out of it is it's failure. Whatever it's called, it's failure. Massive failure. It's unacceptable failure. It's actually criminal negligence.
And then if they try to blame it...
And just stick to that.
And then if they try to blame it on the state and county, we have irrefutable, bulletproof proof they federalized it and then did this.
Right, right. This is a massive failure. It has cost the United States its largest and most strategic port, through which, it's my understanding, 25% of our oil and gasoline comes. And all the refineries there are out, the ports out. You can look at the price of gasoline. This is a tremendous impact.
What do you think this is going to do? I mean, you're an economist. Some people are saying that this could send us into a massive recession.
I think that the gasoline price will soak up everyone's discretionary income. They'll have to cut back on so many other things.
So it'll be a major cooling effect in the economy.
It should have that effect. I don't see how it could be avoided. But you see, to lose one of your most famous cities and your most important port, for what seems to be almost intentional incompetence, it's very hard to understand. It's very hard to understand why the mayor has to be pleading and crying for 3 or 4 days before anyone ever says, oh, is there a problem down there?
And it's because easy for helicopters to deliver food.
Look, everyone knew that it was going to be a problem for the hurricane that we got there. And this is what I would say. This is worse than 9/11. Because, you see, 9/11 wasn't announced days ahead on TV. Everybody in the country didn't know that what was about to happen in 9/11 was about to happen. There weren't a jillion contingency plans that were supposed to be in effect. There weren't. There weren't plans to protect it that were cut off and not funded for 3 years prior to that. So this is a far worse kind of failure.
Do you think it's fair to say we've had a complete stand down of the government and intentional incompetence?
This is the people in New Orleans, the officials there, have said this is a complete stand down of the federal government. And they were left there to fester. And
then people go nuts and start running around. A few criminals get out of control. Meanwhile, police are busy robbing more than anybody.
You see, that's what you have to note. Nothing happened until they had provoked the looting and the shooting. It's almost like they did nothing and waited until they got that result.
To then say, look at how out of control the population is. We got to have limits on freedom and troops on every street corner, like Secretary of Defense Cohen said in 97.
Yeah, I'm getting this increasingly from readers who are telling me, and look, these are not crazy sites. A lot of this is on conservative sites. But it's increasing. They're saying you don't go far enough, and I thought that I'd gone very far and would be in all kinds of hot water now. But the readers are ahead of me, and I don't know. Maybe
it seems like that. Paul, so many times I was the one way out, hanging my hind end over, and then I would always, unfortunately, be proven right. Now people are ahead of me, Paul.
Yeah, I think, or at least, you see, we don't know the truth. We just know it's a massive failure that is inexplicable. And we can't accept these kinds of failures. These failures are massive.
We'll be right back. We got a break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I apologize for not getting to your calls earlier. It's just, in the first hour, I said there's so many facets to this, so many failures, so many intentional, blocking of aid, that I'm almost speechless. I mean, I'm like in an orgy of evidence here, flabbergasted. And then Paul Craig Roberts basically came on in the second hour and repeated that independently, from his own view. I know we got calls from Japan and, calls from Deutschland and Canada. And we got we got Mike in Maryland and Sean in California, West Japan, Will in Missouri. Kevin in Alabama. I want to go to Kevin in Alabama, but Kevin, just stay there. We'll get to you, too. But Paul Craig Roberts has decided to stay with us a couple segments into the next hour to take your call. So have your question or comment ready so I can move to the next person. And I'm going to try to stick a rag in my mouth to shut up. I'm going 100 miles an hour here because it's just so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Maryland. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, great show, Alex, as always. Thank you for having a live show today.
Thank you.
Listened to Bill Brochures last night, and he said straight up, I actually called him up last night, that President Bush rescinded Posse Comitatus. He's usually pretty reliable.
No, that was on the news. Bush has said he's been saying he wants to get rid of it, and now they've said we're rescinding it. He didn't have to rescind it for an emergency like this. Let's get a comment from somebody who really knows because he worked in the federal government at the highest levels of the Treasury Department. Paul Craig Roberts' comments on what he just said.
Well, I don't think Bush has the power to rescind it. The act...
It's Congress.
It's an act of Congress, and it requires that you obey it unless it's authorized by the Constitution or by Congress. And so Bush cannot independently rescind it. Furthermore, you have to ask, why would they need to rescind it? I suppose they could say, though they wouldn't want to say it, they could say that, well, we sent the whole National Guard to Iraq and we don't have any to send down there. And that, of course, was not legal either.
Now they're having to send regular army.
So they could say that it's a shortage of National Guard troops that we had to send in the regular army, but there's still enough National Guard troops.
Well, Paul, we always said this. We're going to have troops tied down overseas, and then there's going to be a terror attack, and they're going to use foreign troops. Already 20% of the army on the ground in Iraq is Latin American, who instantly are legalized for signing up. And as crazy as it sounds, folks, yes, this really is the plan. We're now starting to see it unfold. And basically, federal troops are foreign troops, foreign to our states. And if you don't know what that means, you hadn't read your Constitution. Paul?
I'm looking here at the University of the Washington University Law School, Law Review, and it says here that the act criminalizes effectively prohibiting the use of regular troops.
For search and seizures and
them. And it says that whoever, except in cases and under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the army as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the law, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. Well, Bush has violated that. So if we had a rule of law, Bush would be fined and or imprisoned for 2 years. But they've deliberately
caused this. You send the National Guard, that is the guard for the states, out, then you got to use regular army.
Well, I still maintain they had enough National Guard to do without the regular army.
They did around the rest of the country, yes.
They sent the regular army anyhow. I mean,
it's unbelievable. Paul, stay there, okay? We're going to break. We'll be right back. Talking to Paul Craig Roberts. Mike, thanks for the call. Great question. Sean, Wes, Will, and everybody else, your calls when we start the third hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.